Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Are there people in your life that are filled with drama, bring you down, cross the mutual respect boundary, kill your productivity, and leave you feeling drained after every interaction with them? Today, we're covering the tough topic of toxic relationships. We'll define what they are, give you the signs you might be in one, review what the research says, and then give you a game plan to drop them like a hot potato. A toxic relationship is a connection marked by negativity, manipulation, and in the worst cases, abuse. They don't discriminate against anyone in your life. You could find yourself in a toxic relationship with a friend, a family member, a romantic partner, a work colleague, or even a customer of your business. Here's some signs you might be in a toxic relationship. Constant negativity where criticism, blame, or put-downs are regular occurrences. You're walking on eggshells all the time, and you feel like you can't be yourself or do anything right. Obvious jealousy and possessiveness, where the person controls your actions or tries to isolate you from others. The person disregards your feelings or boundaries on a regular basis. They gaslight you and make you feel like you're going crazy when you know you're not. They're unapologetic and never willing to admit their mistakes. They constantly blame others. Any form of abuse. They talk poorly about others all the time. They're manipulative with you or others around you. And they refuse to listen to your concerns when you bring them up. Any or a combination of these signs could indicate you're in a toxic relationship. It should be noted that any form whatsoever of physical contact warrants not just a toxic relationship, but abuse. It goes without saying, but we're going to say it anyway today. If you find yourself in this situation of any physical abuse, you should contact your supervisor or HR if you're in the work environment, or the domestic violence or sexual assault hotline. We put both of these hotline numbers in the show notes for you. The research supports that you should get out of toxic relationships as fast as possible. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that exposure to negativity from close relationships can lead to increased stress, anxiety, and even physical health problems. Here's the reality. Leaving a toxic relationship isn't always easy, but it's necessary for your well-being. Here's a plan. Number one, acknowledge the situation. Honesty with yourself is the first step. If your gut is telling you something is wrong, trust it. Number two, create a safety plan. If you fear violence, consider involving a trusted friend, family member, or the domestic violence hotline we put in the show notes. Number three, set boundaries. Communicate clearly what you will and won't tolerate with the person. If they cross the line, it's a red flag. You need to get out. This isn't a baseball game where you give the person three more strikes. You can't change them. You can only change your situation. Number four, seek support. Talk to a therapist or counselor for guidance. Number five, go no contact if necessary. In some cases, complete no contact is necessary to protect yourself and your mental well-being. Remember, you deserve healthy, supportive relationships with your family, friends, romantic partners, and work colleagues. Separating yourself from toxicity isn't always easy, but I promise you, it'll be worth it. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go. Please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes, and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.